wanted to let you know at 4:30, well, there'll be a workshop up in the Chickies on old-time music. So if any of you are interested in this kind of music, we're going to be giving that. And we're going to have a real old-time banjo player, Mr. Marcus Bailey, who's going to be up there with us, if we can talk him into it. And then at, I think about 5 or 5:30, at the end of the program, the windmill cloggers are going to give a clogging workshop. So if anyone you're interested in that.
Oh, wasn't that fine? You all look so pretty out there getting your sun baths. I'm looking around to see who's going to get the booby prize, buddy. You know what? For being the most undressed. It's always a pleasure to introduce our local performers. This group calls themselves Pure and Simple. They're a fine instrumental and vocal group, and they've just been playing together for about a year. David Griswold, Jerry Jackson, Vicki Jackson, and Bruce Land. Well, there's one more. Terry Griswold is the leader. Let's see what they can do for us. Pure and Simple from the Live Oak area.
Howdy. Get adjusted here.
Test.
I really hate to fall and act like that. It's hard. But Terry and I are going to slow things down just a little bit right now and sing an a cappella for you. That's an old folk song called Searching for Lambs.
One May morning, betimes, I met a maid from home had strayed, just as the sun did shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear, your journey to pursue? Your pretty little feet, they trip so sweet, strike off the morning dew. I'm going to feed my father's flock, his young and tender lambs, that over hill and over dale lie waiting for their dam. Oh, stay, thy handsome maid, and rest a moment here, for there is none but thee alone that I do love so dear. How gloriously the sun does shine, how pleasant is the air. I'd rather rest on my true love's breast than any other where. For I am thine and thou art mine, no man shall uncomfort thee. We'll join our hands in wedded bands, and married we shall be.
Thank you.
We're called Pure and Simple. Test. We're a band called Pure and Simple from Live Oak. A little hum in this one. We play bluegrass music, and we're going to play some now for you. Some of it's what you call new grass, but I think you'll enjoy it just the same.
she walks through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in hot morning sun. She took all the love that this poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox.
Like a fox on the run.
Well, everybody knows the reason for the fall. That woman tempted man down in Paradise Hall. That woman tempted me, took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, I need a place to hide.
She walks through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that this poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox. Drinks of wine, fortify our soul. Talk about the world and the friends we used to know. Well, was a string of girls and they put me on the floor. Like a lonely fox, he was at the door.
She walks through the corn, leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that this poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run.
Like a fox. Thank you very much. We like to sing, and we take all kinds of songs that are from anywhere we can find them and turn them into bluegrass songs. We found this one on Top 40 Country Radio. I think it just goes to show that any kind of music can be made enjoyable. This one's called Broken Lady.
She's a broken lady, waiting to be mended, like a potter would mend a broken vase. A broken lady, waiting to be mended, like a potter of pieces back in place.
Her love like fortress round a band, she would have died for taking care to take care of all he needed. But the lady's fortress slowly turned into a prison, and the warning signs it gave she never heeded.
She vowed every morning that when God joined together, no one else in the world pulled apart. One came tumbling to the ground, her world came falling down around her heart.
Now she's a broken
It is Sunday. We're going to round it out here with a couple of gospel tunes. This one's a special favorite of ours called He Will Set Your Fields on Fire.
There's a call that rings from the throne that springs to those thou gone astray. Say, come ye men with your load of sin there at the altar lay. You don't seem to heed, for the chain of greed still crushes your desire. Be assured, my friend, if you still offend, He will set your fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, He will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in debt your soul must fall. Now, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with Him, free from every sin when He sets His fields on fire. Song, rejoice that have trusted in His grace. But you blush with sin as He knocked within, and still you hide your face from the blessed Lord and His own true word. But still you say, retire, leave the downward path, kindle not His wrath, or set your fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, He will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in debt your soul must fall. Now, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with Him, free from every sin when He sets His fields on fire. If you don't from sin retire, He will set your fields on fire. You have heard Jesus call, and in debt your soul must fall. Now, my friend, if you desire, you may join the heavenly choir and rejoice with Him, free from every sin when He sets His fields on fire. And rejoice with Him, free from every sin when He sets His fields on fire.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. This will be our last one. I think it's a song you can all sing to if you feel like it. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Well, I'm sometimes up, I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But still my soul is glory bound, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing
low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But I'm going to see that glory town, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing
low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Thank you.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing
low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Well, I looked up over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. There was a band of angels, they were coming after me, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Sitting up here on the stage with me are two beautiful people that I want to introduce. They've been to the Folk Festival many times. They were here for the second annual Folk Festival, I do believe. I want to present the chief medicine man of the Cow Creek tribe at Brighton Reservation, Frank Shore. And his beautiful wife, Lottie Shore. They will be very happy to visit with you. They're in a chicky right up here, and they have beautiful Seminole Indian crafts, which they are selling, which Lottie has made. I didn't want to miss this opportunity to introduce them. I want to call attention to our folk arts directory. Now, some of you are curious about people, where they live and what they do, and we have here put together a Florida folk arts directory, and it's for sale in our gift shops, the gift shop in the tower, the gift shop in the museum. I'm sure in the folk music booth over here, these beautiful books are for sale. Simple Gifts for the Dulcimer, an instruction manual for beginners by Clay Jones, who's here and is going to be on the program in a little bit. And this one, the traditional autoharp instruction manual by Clay Jones and Barbara Kohler. I wanted to call these to your attention. I also want to call attention to the fact that a lot of these people are on record, and their records are no doubt for sale in the music booth. So look them over. Now, let's welcome one of our favorites, Tommy Dobbs of Palatka, with his Sounds of Nature.
A little change of pace for you now. We're going to do a little animal sounds and calls for you. I kind of grew up not down on the farm, but we always had a lot of animals around, and I'd like to share with you some of these sounds now. Chicken yard is one of my favorite places to spend some time observing the chickens and roosters and biddies. Cows are pretty interesting to watch. Calves. Bulls. We always had a lot of interesting times, and my Uncle Ed was a pretty patient fella. He spent a good part of his spare time staring at the rear end of a mule. Mule is a pretty ornery creature. He's sure-footed and a very dependable worker. Like to try to do a mule for you. Thank you. We had a pond out on the place, and it was always an interesting place to go. Watch the squirrels jumping around in the big oak trees. Ducks on the pond were a nice sight on a warm afternoon. Frogs of all kind.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Well, during the nighttime, crickets come out, especially during the summer months. Down in the Ocklawaha River swamps, I used to like to listen for the owls late in the evening if you happen to be out fishing.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I've never heard a wildcat, but I think he'd sound something like this. Now, I'd like to share with you a story I heard tell. It's an animal story, and this was a story told by Mr. Ed Bell, who's from Texas, and he told this story at the 1976 National Storytelling Festival. I think you'll enjoy it, and I'd like to share it with you. My dad had an old double-barrel muzzle-loading shotgun, and I wanted to borrow it one day to go hunting. He didn't want to lend it to me, but I told him I'd be extra special careful with it. And it was a nice gun, and the stock of it was some nice, pretty wood, and the ramrod was really special. It had some nice stones carved in the handle with some nice fancy carving on the end of it, and he wanted me to be real careful with it, and I said I would and promised him, and I took off down for the river and slipped my waders on and picked out a nice spot to cross over toward this island. Well, it was a little deeper than I thought, because when I got to the other side, I got a little water in there, but it wasn't bad. I dried out in a hurry, and I found me a nice spot in the moss-covered trees and looked back toward home from where I'd crossed, and I sat there all day long and didn't see nor hear a thing. And another day went by, and nothing. And I got concerned about the load in the gun, the powder, and I poured a little more in there and rammed a rod down in there and kept packing it down in there good, and directly, I've been there 6 days and hadn't seen or heard a thing. On the seventh day, I heard this commotion up the river. Louder and louder and closer, and come to find out it was 1,000 geese swimming down the river. Boy, I was getting excited now. Then I heard another commotion. Coming up the river was 1,000 ducks. Boy, I was ready for some action now. I eased up and eased that old gun to my shoulder, and when I did that, I heard another sound. This rattler had wrapped himself around my ankle sometime during these past few days, and he started buzzing. Well, I was scared to death, so I eased back down, sat down again, and all this commotion going on, and I was looking around for some kind of sign of some help, and I looked behind me, and there was this great big black grizzly bear grinning and growling and licking his chops, and I was a goner for sure. I looked over in the clearing toward home, and there was a great big buck. I mean, he was a big, and he must have had 37 points. He was a whopper. Good gracious. So I thought about those ducks and geese, and I wasn't hungry for them none. And I was concerned about that big bear and that rattler. But I thought about that buck, and I wanted him bad. So I eased that old gun to my shoulder, and I looked out across the river there, and I forgot about the ramrod. It was still in the barrel, but it was too late. Bam! I fired that thing, and the whole thing just split right in two. One barrel flew up the river and killed 1,000 geese. The other barrel flew down the river and killed 1,000 ducks. The stock of the gun flew across my shoulder and hit the bear in the head and knocked him out. The trigger guard slapped off that gun and just cut that snake's head clean off. I looked over in the clearing, and there lay the buck. Boy, I was so proud, and I took off across the river, And when I got to the other side, my waders was plumb full of fish. And I thought about, oh my goodness, the ramrod. What happened to the ramrod? I started looking around, and here's a notch on the tree here. And another notch, and another one. I kept following the notches till I found it, sticking in a big cypress tree, straight as an arrow, holding a half a dozen quail. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Never, he'd never tell a tall tale in this world. At 4 p.m., Joan Mason and the enchanted family of Tampa, the Mime and Puppet Workshop. Look in your program for where it is. And now let's welcome to the stage some fine gospel singers who have appeared on the program many times. Roscoe and Vera Deckard of Lake City, and I think they've brought along some friends. Have you? They said they couldn't keep them. They couldn't wait. They were impatient. Well, it's their loss.
We didn't know that we couldn't use electrical equipment.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, my.
So good to be here again. I've enjoyed the whole thing. I was like the fellow was. I was watching those cloggers, and it almost got me out of breath just to watch them. They can really hold out. We'd like to sing one for you called "I'll Be All Right When I Reach Calvary." Here's one here that we get requests for every now and then that we like very much, called "Standing on the Rock."
Well, I'm standing on the rock, of ages, safe from every storm. Matter what I'm saying.
We want to do one here that we sort of put together, part of it ourselves. Go something like this. No, no,
no.
Particularly from the region called Croatia in the northern part of Yugoslavia. We usually do dances from the eastern part of Europe, which I'm sure most of you are not very familiar with, and they're kind of interesting if they've got a very rich history. So for you this afternoon, these three Croatian dances. Thank you.